Hello, folks, and welcome back to another episode of the Books and Video Games Vodcast with your host, Danielle. And today, I'm going to be talking about something a bit interesting, different than what I typically do. It's going to be a mashup episode. I'm going to talk about my goal for 2017, as well as a video game that I just started playing and really want to talk about before I actually really start releasing gameplay on this channel. And that game is Tony Hawk's Underground. So if you're new here, this show is basically me playing video games. I've played Kingdom Hearts 2, Minecraft, Backyard Baseball, Yooka-Laylee, and I'm going to be playing more stuff in the future. And basically, you're watching my gameplay while I talk about literary things. So usually I'm talking about books or something surrounding books. I've talked about Beauty and the Beast and Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And I will be talking about several other literary topics in the future. But today, I'm playing the game Tony Hawk's Underground. And before I talk about my goal for 2017, I just want to comment real quick on this game, because as I started playing it, I was astounded by a realization that I never actually comprehended before, but really just want to give my thoughts on before I actually continue playing the game. So you'll be watching the game right now. I'm assuming you'll be seeing me creating a character. I've already played several hours of this game at this point. When I make these episodes, I record the gameplay beforehand, and then I record my audio and then place them together. A lot of times, I don't even know what game is going with my audio until I actually sit down to edit. But the reason I know today is because I specifically wanted to talk about this issue. So Tony Hawk's Underground is a game I played a lot growing up. It was not a game meant for me. It was a game given to my brother. He had asked for it for Christmas and he got it. And my parents didn't always dish out money to buy us video games, typically because they were expensive. And while I played video games a lot, I didn't play that often. So it was sort of a treat to play video games. My parents wanted us outside more than sitting in front of the television. But that being said, I ended up popping in Tony Hawk's Underground as there was really nothing else to play, and I found that I really enjoyed it, and I ended up playing the game all the way through and beating it. I created a guy character just because, as a person who loves to write, my main character in the story I was writing was a guy, and so what I did is I created him in the flesh form on Tony Hawk's Underground and played as said character. And typically when I played, even when I wasn't on story mode, and after I beat the game, I would play as a guy character. I don't quite know entirely why I did this. I know a lot of times I just like playing as a guy character because I liked how the guys looked better. The women always looked a little awkward, I found, in video games, particularly skateboarding games, and I felt that the guys were cooler as a kid. But as I sat down to play this time, I thought, you know what? This is going to be different. I should play as myself. I should create a character that looks like me. And so when I sat down to play this game, I did just that. I sat down to create me. And one fault I will say with the game, because you won't actually see that part when you're watching this playthrough. You'll see me creating the character, but what you don't know, and what you're about to know, is that I actually had to create this character twice. A big fault with Tony Hawk's Underground is that when you create a character, it doesn't automatically make you start a new game. So if you create a character and then click start new game, it won't actually start a new game. It will just place your character in the current game that you are in, which is extremely frustrating. It took me a while to realize this, probably half an hour, because I was thinking, well, should I delete my game and start over? Like, I didn't know what to do. I couldn't figure it out. Well, here's what you have to do. You have to start a new game, and then once like a tiny cutscene comes, it will ask you if you want to keep the basic bland character they give you, or if you want to create one. And that's when you're supposed to create this new character to get a new game. If you don't do this, you won't actually be able to play the game organically like you typically would. So what I mean by that is cutscenes will be cut out. Goals will already be completed, so you'll have to actually, like, you won't see people walking around you with these goal markings. You just have to sort of replay the goals, and that's very frustrating. So just a note for you players, and that's why you will not see me grappling with trying to create myself in this playthrough, because I cut it out, because I had to recreate the character, which really sucked, and that's why it took me so fast to create the character. But that being said, let's get into it, because it was creating the character that brought up a lot of issues with the game, and why this intro is so freaking long, and I apologize for that. I tend to ramble. So basically, when I sat down and I decided I wanted to create myself as a character, I really got into it. I decided to name the game file Keep Calm, you know, since my website is called Keep Calm and Read On, and I started creating this character. Now, right from the get-go, I should say that Tony Hawk's Underground characters are really freakish and scary looking. Most of them look like monkeys, so I find that it's very hard to create characters on here, because you're really trying to make them just look normal, and it's a really hard thing to do with this game. So when I started picking faces for my character, I was just curious, and I started going down the list, and suddenly it occurred to me that maybe I didn't want to create myself. Maybe I wanted to create an actual character, and so I ended up creating a black woman, because I'm not black, I'm white. I thought I'm going to create a black woman instead and see where this takes me. This could be a lot of fun creating a character that isn't me. And boy, was it ever exciting. I sort of gave this character some traits that I sort of want in myself. So one thing I love is blue hair. I think it's amazing. So I gave her short blue kick-ass hair, and I gave her aviator sunglasses, a tattoo on her ankle, and I think she looks fly as hell. And I got really excited when I finished creating this character. I thought, wow, she looks like a badass who I would want to hang out with and who I would want to read a story about. So now I'm like questioning, oh, should I write a book about this character? I don't know. It's all very exciting. One thing that I noticed while I was creating this character is the fact that right from the get-go, she's wearing, when I was going through her tops, she's wearing this V-neck top and her boobs are huge, and I'm thinking, yeah, this is definitely a guy's game. And as I played, I noticed, and you might hear this, I don't know how loud I'm going to have the audio, maybe I'll turn it up at certain sections, but as I'm playing as this character, I noticed that during the cutscenes, her friends are not referring to her as a girl. They're referring to her as a dude. And I suddenly realized that this game was not made for girls like me. I mean, after all, my brother was gifted this game as a kid, not me. It's not meant for girls, it's meant for guys. They did not overdub the audio to accommodate the female player, because they didn't even think that a female would want to play. Because girls like Barbie dolls and fun, silly games about housekeeping and cake. Like, they never even fathomed that a girl would want to play this game. But alas, I was one, I'm sure, of the many who played this game and are kind of pissed off that they didn't even consider me worthwhile playing it. The fact is that the characters in this game consistently refer to my character as man and dude and kid. Pronouns that typically are used for a guy. And not that kid isn't, but it's just the premise of it. Like, when a skateboarder who's accomplished talks to you and he says, hey kid, you're all right. It's sort of referring to as like an older male role model talking down to a younger guy who looks up to him. It's very, quite frankly, demeaning, almost. And that is just the beginning of it. The other fact is that my character will have to do, like, she has to do challenges, typical in Tony Hawk games, silly challenges that really amount to nothing in the grand scheme of things, for the most part. like walking the neighbor's dog and driving a car into hot dog stands. It just doesn't make any sense. But some of the challenges are gather up some girls to party with, or impress some girls, not even taking into account that I might be a girl myself. Now, granted, I will say that my character in my mind is bisexual, so there's nothing wrong with that. But it's just the premise of it all that the game showed very little in terms of girl players, and that really bothers me. And the reason I'm talking about this is because I think it's important to comment on before I actually, put out gameplay. It's just something I was thinking about, and I don't know, I would love to hear what you guys see, and there I go, what you guys. I try my best, I don't know if you've noticed this, listeners, but I try my best not to use guy pronouns, so I apologize if I ever do, it's just a slip. But folks, let me know your thoughts about all of this, because I would really love to hear your feedback. But with all that out of the way, let's talk about the actual topic of this episode, which is my book challenge for 2017. So, most of you probably do not know that in 2012, I participated in the 50 Books Challenge, where I pushed myself to read 50 books. And this came out of the fact that in 2011, I'd only read, like, I think 20 books or lower, and I was very mad at myself. I didn't know how I could call myself a reader, because typically that's how people knew me. I was the girl who read a lot of books. But yet when I looked at my list, I was like, wow, that is not a lot of books at all. So I upped my game. I read over 50 books, I think over 60 books, and it was awesome. But ever since then, I've always been in the mode of challenging myself in terms of reading. And while I haven't done any challenges since then, I've sort of always been in the challenge mindset, and tried, honestly, in the past few years to rid myself of that mindset. I tend to be overly critical of books nowadays. I tend to read them too quickly and don't absorb them, and don't really enjoy them as I would before I did this 50 book challenge. But there's also something appealing about reading quickly and reading a ton of books. There are so many books on my to-read list that it's almost overwhelming. And one type of book that is on my to-read list that I notice I don't read that often are big books. Those big books like Les Miserables, huge-ass books that take up shelf space and you never read because they're these big words and crap. Well, I decided that I don't want to alienate all these big books. I want to read them. And so that is my challenge for 2017. While I'm still going to be reading smaller books, my primary goal is to read big books. And that will be in the fiction department. No other department will I be doing that. So that means audiobooks, I can listen to smaller books, but I want to definitely listen to a few big books. But really, in the fiction department, big books is my goal. I will be reading one small book in the beginning of the year, but my real goal, like I said, that I've said many times now, is read big books. So I'm going to put a list of the big books in this episode's description, but so you can see all the titles that I'm aiming to read. I doubt I will read them. I'm not saying that to be pessimistic. I'm saying that to be realistic, because honestly, I'm not the fastest reader. I would never call myself a slow reader, but I'm not fast either. I'm okay, you know? I'm a good speed reader. Good, okay speed, whatever. Merry Christmas. Anyway. Thanks. And so, I'll put the list in the description, but I think there's an interesting appeal to big books. The classics, a lot of them are big, and the themes are often bigger, and they just are more profound in some ways that I can't quite understand myself. But I really think that a lot of times in my own reading, I ignore the big books. Not because I want to ignore them, I definitely want to read them, but I often find that I'm like, oh, that's too big, I don't want to commit to that. And quite frankly, I think now is the time to commit to that, to read these big books and to absorb them and enjoy them. And that's why I'm doing it this year. 2017 is the year of big books, because look, okay? 2016 was pretty crappy. I'm not going to be the one who says, oh, 2016 was the worst, I hated it. Because, no, a lot of bad things happened. I'm not going to deny that. But a lot of good also happened in 2016. We just might not have seen it all on the news and stuff. And I know a lot of good happened in my own life in 2016. And a lot of bad happened. But I think that 2017 is a fresh start. One to really just move forward in life and have a new beginning. And I think a year of big books is a perfect way to do that. I just dive right in and really get into the meat of these amazing books. First book I'm starting out with is actually Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, a reread. And after that, I'm going to move into Cider House Rules. So I'm pretty excited. And I encourage all of you, if you don't want to participate in the year of big books, no worries. But maybe if you do read a big book, tell me about it. Let's talk about it. I do have a Goodreads group. Not sure how much I'm going to participate in it. But if you want to comment in there about the big books you read, go ahead and do so, and let's have a discussion, because that could be a lot of fun. But again, I'm not committing to it, because I don't use Goodreads groups that much, so. So that's about it for me. I feel like I wanted to say more, but I guess that's it. So I will talk to you all later. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you enjoyed it, go on and hit that subscribe button, and also give this video a thumbs up. If you want to just listen to the audio version, go on and head over to iTunes, links in the description, and you can download episodes there. If you want more from me, visit my website, keepcalmreadonblog.com, where you can read blog posts and see all of these episodes posted, and just have a grand old time. And remember, having fun isn't hard, as long as you have a library card.
Nicely done. Now I want you to transfer between the houses.